Welcome to Holiday Readings and Remembrances, reflections on the season as told by members of the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Today we'll hear a reflection of his childhood as told by playwright, author, and Upper Peninsula Poet Laureate Russ Thorburn of Marquette.
Night ride home. On Christmas Eve, that night of starched white shirts and anticipation, like 100 guns aimed at a boy's head, those years of Matt Dillon and Paladin, even Johnny Yuma, and my father talking in a voice freed from hours as a printer in the typographical union, mostly from beer drunk at his mother's house in Detroit, once again a boy himself, or remembering his father chasing him around the dinner table, we journeyed back to our house in the suburbs, with my grandmother bundled in a fur coat beside me. It was there in the back seat, her fur coat with its fox head, that the fox bit me, or so I thought, as we traveled home. I dreamed of morning with all its presence. I saw the nightly frost bare its teeth. Woodward Avenue glistened down to a bone, and heard my grandmother settle deeper into the zigzagging springs of her seat. In later years, I would think of her as a girl growing up after her mother, Anna, died of influenza, and her father married Carrie, a woman nobody liked but could help Henry at his tavern along the Detroit River on Zender Street. Then Henry was struck by a streetcar at Belle Isle when she was a teenager, leaving Marie, Lillian, Adeline, and Edward without parents. I heard Marie snore asleep for a few seconds. The fox of her fur coat never slept, and I wouldn't sleep for hours that night. There'd be morning mass first. We lived across the street, and my grandmother mashing the gizzards into a stuffing for the bird, her face sweating from the work, but in the back seat, huddled together, her eyes closing in the darkness, I thought of gunfights in the backyard, and my tracks disappearing beyond the withered cherry tree, out past the chicken shed we use as a clubhouse, the fresh snow burying my tracks, and the bouquet of morning snow when I tipped a bough of the fir tree and hid in the bushery with my six gun. I'd remember my grandmother as a woman from another time, whose bathtub was filled with ice and beer bottles, the time I had to crawl through the milk chute to unlock the kitchen door because she forgot the key, her ragtime hands on the piano, often missing notes, but she kept up the rhythm of Scott Joplin, her voice and its curiosity of me, her grandson. And now each morning when I stare into the mirror, I see her Zender's round face, the eyebrows in their anxious turn. She was a widow. Her husband, a Detroit printer, died young of a heart attack. And I touch my chest, knowing he's in there, too.
Holiday Readings and Remembrances is a Public Radio 90 production produced at the WNMU-FM studios in the Learning Resources Center on the campus of Northern Michigan University. I'm Stan Wright. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.